3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes.
I'm on the last question. What should not be taught in schools? Standardized tests. Schools often waste a ton of time teaching you how to answer standardized test questions, like they're not even teaching an educational subject during this wasted time. They're literally teaching you what to do when a four-choice question comes up, how to read the choices, how to practice eliminating choices, how to pace yourself, what order to answer the questions in, what to do if you're stuck between two choices, how to guess what the question writer had in mind, etc.
I want to go over my opinion for this answer. I agree that standardized testing should not be taught, that it's normal. I mean state level. My thoughts are that this can be detrimental and depressing for a lot of students. I feel that it stops students from being successful when it comes to their education. This pisses me off, especially at a state level. I grew up believing that state level standardized testing should be illegal and abolished. I still believe that it should be abolished. I'm not alone to think about it. I understand why SATs and ACTs exist. The problem that I had was that I was not so good at tests. At least I was not held back because of failing the state level standardized test. I'm not a good test taker, so don't test me because I will pick the wrong answers. Don't ask me questions that I'm not good at answering. Standardized testing is a waste of money, and I don't benefit from the test because I don't remember the questions that I've seen. I agree that it is a waste of time. I don't know if it applies to us in the future because it didn't help me in the future. That is as far as I know. I remember that there was a demonstration on how to take the test. I want to talk about my experience with standardized testing on a state level. I was never the best test taker. That's the safest way that I could say. What I don't respect is that people are told you're gonna fail because you suck at testing, or they have been perceived not to do well in school. I was told that one time when I was about to take the SATs, and it hurt me. I might have to address this one time, and that is it. I grew up attending elementary school, middle school, and high school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. When I was in elementary school and middle school, people in my grade had to take the PSSAs and pass it on every school grade before high school. In case you are not familiar with it, PSSA stands for the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment. In high school, people in my grade took the high school exit exam called the Keystone Exams. Both PSSAs and Keystone exams are hell. For the PSSA standardized testing, subjects most students would take are math and reading. When it was for 8th graders, the people in my grade took math, reading, writing, and science. I still suck at science. I got into a good high school. It was a special admission high school. When it came to the Keystone exams, it was the worst part of high school because it was required for the people in my grade to pass in order to graduate and earn a diploma. However, the requirement for my grade was delayed, so it was no longer required for us to graduate. I graduated high school with great grades. State level standardized testing should not exist enough to stop people from going to a good high school, graduating high school, and moving to the next grade, let alone go to a good college. I remember this one teacher that everyone hated in 6th grade because people witnessed the way she treated her students. She was strict in an abusive way. In 6th grade, there were 4 6th grade teachers. Luckily, that was not my teacher. In my opinion, it's evil and senseless to hold people back because they believe that state-level standardized testing should exist. They believe that it defines their future. If that was my teacher, I would not have done well academically. I'm not going to say drop out of school. She acts like the evil mom in one of the Disney movies, Cinderella. I hope that it makes sense. Subjects that were required to pass were math and reading for most grades in high school. Let me say this again. Subjects that were required to pass were math and reading for most grades in grade school. I'm not too proficient with reading, so I'm not the best reader. I was actually relieved to leave middle school because it was hell for me. It was toxic because I was not vibing with people that I used to be friends with. It's insulting because there are people who are not best at math. They're not best at reading, writing, and science. Whatever subject that is, I'm not the best at science. For standardized testing, I was always good at math. The requirement of the Keystone exam was stressful. As soon as the requirement did not apply to my grade, I said at least I can graduate high school as long as I have good grades. I don't want to go over if I failed or if I passed because that is personal. I feel that this country, USA, tests so much on memorization and they don't believe in success of people in school. That is why I believe that state level standardized testing exists. I don't want people to believe that state level standardized testing defines people's success because it does not. It should not. I know a lot of smart people who admitted that standardized testing is not the best thing for them. It does not have to be the best thing in general. I'm not going to say names because it doesn't matter. I feel that state-level standardized testing is political. I learned that the reason why this happens is that people vote on the same politicians that agree or continue the state-level standardized testing. The politicians that I know that agree with it are corporate. I just don't respect it at all. It bothers me with the way the education system is set up. I'm starting to think that this is one of the primary reasons why teachers are protesting because there might be a lack of funding for the teachers, the way they get paid. Maybe a lot of them are finding multiple jobs in order to make ends meet. In general, I have a problem with the way people vote when it comes to politics. A lot of people don't research on who can help heal the system of this country, and it bothers me that people vote the same politicians, including bad senators, because they are very corrupt and they are criminals. They are very rebellious. I have to blame the people because they don't do research. I hope that it makes sense. Why people vote bad politicians? People are gassing their head up. If I were you, I would do research on politicians who are opposed to standardized testing because this is stressful, let alone politicians that are not corporate. I'm not saying that we should focus on one issue. We should focus on every issue that is important, not to our country, but to the whole world. If this continues, then a lot of students are going to be stressed out. What I learned is that there has been high school dropout rates because people were not able to graduate from high school when they failed state-level standardized testing. It does not matter if you have good grades or not. Correct me if I'm wrong. What I found out is that if one of the states or schools cancel testing, then the state does not get more funding. That's why it is federally mandatory. I heard that Nebraska is the only state that does not have state-level standardized testing. If that's the case, then they are very lucky. That sounds less stressful. Overall, I don't know if that's true or not. When it comes to the testing, it's about the memorization, and that's why I get stressed out. I hate to memorize things when not everyone is good at everything. I feel that's too much work to memorize on things that we should not be obligated to be tested on. It's unfair. Standardized testing on a state level is torture. It doesn't teach me anything, and I can't apply all of the knowledge in the future. No one remembers the questions. I don't remember one question from any state-level standardized testing. Yeah, that is why state-level standardized testing is useless. Imagine making the most hated politicians take state-level standardized testing. I want to see if they can pass it or not. That would be interesting. It would be funny if the most hated politicians failed these tests.
Before I wrap this episode up, I have more things to say. I don't feel bad for what I said, especially with the subject of traveling by myself, because that's how I am. That's how I feel. That's how I roll. Don't get me wrong, being nice is not a bad thing. It does not have to be a bad thing as long as people are sincere. In certain situations, I believe that it's impossible to be the bigger person in certain situations, depending on what is happening. There are limits when people refuse to believe it when you are actually nice. Some people forget the boundaries, and it bothers me. When it comes to being nice, I can tell if someone is serious. You can't expect me to be cool and respectful towards you when you have no common decency. I hope that it makes sense. I want to make this clear. I feel that there is a difference between someone showing their bad side and someone known to be a negative person. I can definitely tell if someone is genuine with their compliment. Overall, I can't dictate what people should and should not do because they are grown. You are grown to do what you want to do. That is my opinion. When it comes to standardized testing, I hope that things change enough to abolish it because I don't want to see people not being able to graduate from grade school, middle school, and high school, let alone go to college. I know people may have some sort of plan for their own future. I consider it to be a downfall of educational success for every student. I find it daunting that students are taught grade exit standardized testing is normal. In general, I don't find it normal. It should not be normalized. This should have been a political discussion on why this is detrimental on students' success. I don't believe that it should be a political debate. That's just my opinion. I agree that it's foolish to have a gender reveal party. All I can say is have a baby shower and that's it. No gender reveal party. I have to agree that kids are expensive and I wish that these people would spend money on the kids and not have a gender reveal party. Stop spending money on social media clout, if that makes sense. I don't always see an investment of return when people do foolish things for clout. Later on, people end up with real-life consequences. It's not worth spending that much money. I'm not interested in participating with you when it comes to doing outlandish things for clout. It doesn't matter if you're doing things by yourself or not. People are doing way too much with these gender reveal parties. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.